Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Palestine Raw, produced by Vicky Chaps, where we remember every land is a holy land. The earth is a holy land, and every people is a promised people. The human race is the promised people. Tomorrow is the first day of the Right of Return March in Palestine. Many of our listeners may be asking, who has a right of return, and to return where? The answer is that Palestinians have the right of return to their homes that were stolen from them with the use of violence in 1948. The Right of Return March begins on Friday, March 30th, 2018, and will continue until at least May 15th. May 15th is a crucial date in the history of peace and war because it is the day of Nakba, the day of catastrophe, when terrorists threw Palestinians from their homes and from their country using violent acts of aggression. I am a goodwill ambassador for the International Commission to Support Palestinian Rights, the ICSPR in Gaza. In a few minutes, I will be sharing information about the peaceful march planned and also sharing two perspectives, one from the Palestinian people and one from the Israeli occupation government. I am also a member of the 911 Face of Truth group on Facebook. So to begin, I want to share some information about why the September 11, 2001 attacks on the East Coast of the USA are still vitally important to global peace. 2001 was the year our current American wars were initiated in the minds of the people. The Zionists and neoconservatives call the wars a gift of the new Pearl Harbor, or the Long War. Long War is a suitable name, and other good names are the Infinitely Long War, the Continuing War, the Never-Ending War, and World War for Israeli Expansion, the War on Islam, the Kill the Vulnerable of the World War, or simply the War to Save the United States Dollar. The military conflicts are brutal in Arabic countries. Entire countries are now piles of rubble on the ground, such as Iraq, Libya, Syria, Yemen, and of course Gaza in Palestine. Not only that, but in the country of Afghanistan, farmers are only allowed to grow poppies in order to provide opium to finance the mercenaries fighting alongside our American and European young men and women. Parents in the besieged countries can no longer promise their children that they will be able to graduate from university because the parents have no opportunities to work and save for the education of their children. Why? Because their jobs no longer exist. When no economy thrives in a society, there are no jobs. Detroit, Michigan is only one example of the same phenomena in the United States. The war on people in the USA has many similarities to the war on other countries, but without rocket attacks, as in Gaza. Nevertheless, our main focus for our Palestine Raw shows will be the devastation caused by the Gaza siege and by the large number of Israeli colonial settlements constructed in Hebron. On September 11, 2001, then-President Bush, the younger, told the people of the United States to go shopping. Well, at the very moment, the evidence of the destruction of the attacks was being carried away without forensic examination. Meanwhile, terrorist attacks were reported around the world for these past 17 years. Well, that is, except in the colonial entity called Israel. In fact, the only place that considers itself a nation state where no terrorist attacks have taken place is, oh yes, Israel. Palestine is a country of beauty, culture, and history on the eastern coast of the Mediterranean Sea. In ancient times, Palestine provided sea harbors that were highly influential in the ancient trading world for thousands of years. The ancient Palestinian people, the Philistines, traded with the Minoans, the islands we now know as the Greek islands, Egypt, and with these partners faced piracy attacks from the sea peoples of Anatolia. Especially lucrative trading centers from ancient times tend to remain logistically important for the same reasons, as can be noted in the battle for control of Gaza. Modern Palestine is typified by colonial settlements, thick and ugly barrier walls with checkpoints, bombings of unarmed families in their homes, starvation, and death. These listed items are all symptoms of the injustice caused by the Zionist Israeli occupation. The configuration of Palestine in Jerusalem, the capital of Palestine, Tel Aviv, and the larger occupied areas will be discussed in later podcasts. But as we discussed above, Friday, March 30th, 2018 is the start date of the Right of Return March. The march welcomes not only ICSPR goodwill ambassadors and potential ambassadors, but it is open to everyone in the world who supports the Free Palestine cause. The most respected participants in the Great March are the former residents of their Palestinian communities, farms, and homeland, who were removed by violence from their homes and expelled in 1948. The Great Return March is a popular and peaceful demonstration, which includes men, women, children, elders, and families from Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, and Egypt to return to their own properties and to bring global attention to the obstacles that deny their right of return for 7 decades. 70 years, their right of return has been denied. ICSPR confirms that the march will be carried out peacefully in accordance with the rules of international law and in line with the United Nations resolutions on the Palestinian refugee right of return and all other relevant international resolutions on the Palestinian issue. In other words, the march will never use any means of violence and will only be limited to the peaceful march in accordance with the truce plan. The action is based on the employment of peaceful civil resistance to effectively compel the Israeli occupation state to comply with international law. Tragically, the Israeli occupation state consistently ignores the international resolutions and recommendations, but instead constitutes a clear threat to international peace and security. In order to be realistic, I have to say that we expect the Israeli occupation forces to use excessive and lethal force against the unarmed participants in the Great Return March. To avoid casualties, and based on the rights granted to civilians in the occupied territories under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the Fourth Geneva Convention of 1949, which the occupation state signed, and its additional Protocol 1 of 1977, and under the Rome Statute establishing the International Criminal Court, which incorporated certain acts considered to be war crimes, the most important of which were, quote, deliberately directing attacks against civilians, civilian sites, personnel, or facilities for humanitarian assistance functions, as well as the deliberate launching of a military attack that may result in human and material losses, unquote. Meanwhile, for a different perspective, Al-Masdar News takes the view as reported by Robert in Latesh, March 3, 2018, quote, Israeli media have gone into a frenzy after allegations that Gazans are going to march directly through the border. When they say border in the Al-Masdar News, they mean the Israeli contrived border, which isolates the majority Palestinian regions. In Lakesh goes on to say, and taking there the Palestinian legal claim to the right of return. The organizers of the Great Return March have stated that the purpose of the march is for Palestinian return to their homes from which they were expelled. Unquote. The Israeli army is on record as stating that the demonstration will prove a, quote, security threat to the state of Israel, unquote. The occupation government's Israeli Minister of Education, Naftali Bennett, was quoted in Maariv as saying that the new threat from Palestine is the right of return march because, quote, massive marches, which will be launched toward the border fence with Israel, unquote, are a danger. Precautions already began to be taken by the Israeli occupation border police, who detained a three-year-old boy, yes, a toddler, a three-year-old boy, who was detained for at least 30 minutes for, quote, allegedly throwing stones, unquote. According to Haaretz reporters Yotam Berger and Jack Khoury on March 28th, quote, the police said the boy, that three-year-old we mentioned, was sent to throw stones at the officers and then ran at them with a screwdriver and a peeler in his hands. The Israeli border police called it, quote, a planned provocation, unquote. What action can you take from where you live in support of a peaceful right of return march in Palestine? At ICSPR, we recommend that you pressure your government representatives to demand that the Israeli occupation forces respect human rights and do not resort to the use of force, and certainly not to the use of excessive force against the people participating. Traditional methods are for people to call, write, or visit their representatives and demand the Israeli occupation forces refrain from any crime or violation of international laws. Please, if so moved, take action now. Our mission at Vicky Chat's Palestine Raw is to inform people as to the need to demand truth and justice for the 9/11 victims in order to expose the perpetrators. Knowing the truth will free Palestine and stop the wars. The truth of the manipulation of the American mind needs to be exposed and justice needs to be served. That is why we will be talking to people experiencing the Gaza siege, because they are the people who are ignored by the corporate media. Join us in our demand for truth and peace. I look forward to our next chat. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Our music today is from the Sham Step Group, 47 Soul. You can find songs and information at their website, 47soul.com. Their newest album is called Balfron Promises. Historical information was provided by Tamer Khatib, a tour guide and historian in Hebron. His website can be found at guidetamer.org, GUIDETAMER.org. This broadcast was written with the help of Mamdou H. Ghali at ICSPR. The website can be found at icspr.ps. If you are looking for an English version, go to the right side of your monitor, engage the drop-down menu, and click EN for English. 911 Face of Truth can be found at iinthefaceoftruthinoneword.com and on Facebook. Once again, thank you for listening. Bye.